from WIPR and St. Paul's School. You're listening to Out of This Block Junior, the 1000 block of Lighter Street on the city block, everybody's story. My name is Claudia. Working over here is a pleasure to be coming up to this community, because this is a new business over here, like, the tacos. It's introducing like a new product over here in this market, in this area, for the first time. Then opened the business like 6 years ago, since they renewed the market, because it has an old market before.
Yeah.
But now this is a renewed market. So since then, we've been here. And I like the atmosphere, the food. I think it is really good. You have a variety of food over here from different countries, from different styles, working every single day over here. It's just going to be like a... You know, all the people over here,
yeah.
Even though the customers, that they are as regular customers, obviously that you are going to feel bonds over here. It's just become like a family. The neighborhood is, you know the people, but when they are just coming over here, but I think the neighborhood is really nice people. Some of the people that they are just coming here to this market is because they work around this area. Mostly the customers is because they work around this area. So they are not neighbors, but the neighbors, they are really nice people. And I just came over here. It was the first time that I started working over here, but I'm not doing the cooking stuff. I am over here at the front.
Hello.
And I'm just got the cash register, the drinks, and supervising something that not actually actually cooking.
Well, you know, if someone was new around here, you know, came to your store, what was something on the menu you would recommend to them?
Everything is really good because everything is fresh made. We have obviously the birria tacos, the people, they love it because there's been a boom since we have it over here. We have it like for 2 years ago.
Yep.
And the people, they love the birria tacos.
Atitaya Jantulet. So I work here at Dashi Ramen. I mean, like, we've been here for like 3 years.
Yes.
So this place, like, I and my partner, we work at like cooking for a long time, like 10 years, and we want to start something. So my partner, he actually really good to make like all the stock, like all the meat. And I have the recipe for ramen. So that's why we come up together for this place. Yes. So I actually started working in a restaurant like for about 15 years. And then my partner, he worked also in a restaurant like 10 years. So I went to culinary school here, and then I have a passion for food. He like cooking, and I mean, like, so we come up for this thing together. Yes.
Yeah. So you talked about how you did culinary school here. Are you originally from Maryland?
I'm not from here. I'm from Thailand.
Tell me a little bit about the change from Thailand all the way to the United States. Tell me a little bit about that.
So for Thailand, we actually like all the summer for all year, like the weather is like tropical. Here is more like, I think the weather is make things a lot change. Like in Thailand, people more relaxed. Here, you actually wake up, come to work, go home, you know. Yes, it's kind of like that routine, different routine. Yes.
What caused you to move from Thailand to the United States? And how did that make you feel?
So, I think it's just like new things, because one thing in Thailand, people are so relaxed. We always have like weekend off here. But here you actually like see a lot of new things every day. And people is more like, I just like more like, all the culture things, and people always have a place for you, you know, if you try things. Yes.
Yeah. So when did you meet your partner that works with you?
So I my partner, I met him like 7 years ago. Yes.
And you met him about 7 years ago. How has it been working with him? Like, how, you know, I'm sure in this cooking industry, you know, you're not always going to get along with someone or you're going to disagree on certain things. How do you overcome that and still able to have a healthy relationship with your partner?
So we actually work together. I mean, like, you actually have to come up to things that you think, you know, but partner is kind of like 50-50. So in the way, you have to let someone try to do what he, I mean, for my partner, and let him try to do what he expects. And then I actually try to do my things too. And then we just looking for the result, you know, like if it's work, it's work.
So did you yourself open this business up?
I and my partner, yes, Doc.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about some of the challenges, some of the good and some of the bad about opening up your own business. Like, what was that like trying to open it up and how did you overcome some of the obstacles?
So the thing is, I mean, like, we start on the time that after COVID-19, so it's kind of like new things, you know, because all our customers kind of like chain. They used to come in the market a lot, but right now they do more like takeout. So you have to actually find something that fit to their what their lifestyle. And also right now tax for food is really high, so we have to pay a lot for that. Yeah, but I think like new thing, you know, you have to like fix it for every day. Yeah.
As far as like the business goes, did you start your cooking journey in Thailand?
No, in Thailand, I graduated from like management. In Thailand, I just start like so here. I actually work at like a server when first I'm start here. Yeah, I work for my aunt that she has a restaurant back in like California, and then I moved here.
So you kind of touched on that a little bit. So how, when you got here, what really sparked your love for cooking?
I mean, cooking is a thing. If you like it, you like it. You know, it's kind of like, you feel like relaxed when you do it. But when you try to sell your food for people, it's not relaxed. It's just like, you have to do it to the thing that you like. And people like it. You actually, like, make you happy.
I'm here with
Manuel, born and raised here in South Baltimore. Before it was Federal Hill. Lived here all my life, moved away a couple years, missed it, came back. 49 years later, still here in Baltimore.
Where'd you move away to?
Upstate New York for a little while. Took a crack at life in a different state.
Do you have any friends you grew up with that maybe moved to New York you were able to connect with?
No, a female friend that I was able to connect with. You know, someone a nice face in a big area that I wasn't too familiar with was a blessing. You know, so you have someone to talk to, someone to reach out to, and you know, confide in. Guess everybody eventually wants to go somewhere and try a different phase from where they grew up at.
Do you have like, any like memories with friends, maybe in your neighborhood here?
Mr. Dante Galvez, who passed away a little while ago, about a year or so ago. We were pretty close, and I just remember some good times with him. You know, I think about it quite a lot. So I think that nine of my friends that I grew up with, everyone has passed away. But I think about them, try to focus on the good stuff. You know, as Everything was looking up in that time in my life. The gentleman who used to own this Fenwick Choice Suites here, he was a friend of the family. He knew everybody. Everybody was a close knit around this South Baltimore. Everybody knew everybody. Someone else's kid was doing wrong, they'd take you home, and you know, your tail would be tanned. One day, and I needed a job. I came down here, I said, Mr. Henry, can you offer me some type of employment? This was in 2011. He said, yep, come in Saturday, clean up, wash dishes. We'll keep you one day a week. As you can say, 14 years later, I'm in the business. And that's how it evolved. One day a week, now I own it. It's the American dream.